Today on 60 Second Psych, how to spot an ultra-processed food.
Ultra-processed foods are associated with a 20% increased risk of depression, as we reported in our last podcast. That's just an associational finding, but controlled trials have found a large effect size in depression when people switch from the standard Western diet, where 50% of calories are generally derived from ultra-processed foods, toward a Mediterranean-style diet that limits them to 2 to 3 servings a week. We have a patient-friendly guide to that diet in our online journal. Look for it in our May 2019 issue. And in today's podcast, I'll try to pin down just what an ultra-processed food is. The most widely used definition of ultra, sometimes called highly processed foods, is the NOVA classification. This was developed in 2009 at the University of Sao Paulo, Brazil. This classification divides food by how it's processed or changed from its natural raw form, rather than by its ingredients that you might find on a nutrition panel. So a raw potato is unprocessed, but they're looking at what happens if we bake it versus boiling it, frying it, or adding preservatives to turn it into potato chips. That's what the NOVA system is trying to shine a light on. And NOVA is not an acronym. It's named for the star that shines its light. First, we'll start with minimally processed foods. These are generally okay and don't have much in the way of health risks. These involve adding salt, oil, sugar, and sometimes light preservatives like antioxidants in order to store and prepare the food. It includes canned vegetables, salted nuts, cured or smoked meats like prosciutto, cheese, yogurt, beer, wine, and freshly made bread. So far, these are all good. Then there's the ultra-processed foods. These contain chemicals that aren't typically found in the kitchen, but have been added in order to improve the taste, appearance, or sensory qualities of the food to give it that crunch, that soft bite in the cookie, or that silky texture in the dessert. We're talking about things here like food coloring, flavor enhancers, artificial sweeteners. By the way, artificial sweeteners have a stronger association with depression than do regular sweeteners, natural sweeteners, and they've also been found to cause some hippocampal damage in basic science studies. Moving on, they also include high fructose corn syrup, casein, lactose, whey, that's W-H-E-Y, gluten, hydrogenated oils, hydrolyzed proteins, emulsifiers like you might find in breads, and various processing aids, soy protein, and maltodextrin. So those are some of the ingredients you might find on the label that would indicate it's ultra-processed. Some of the sources of ultra-processed foods are obvious. We're talking fast foods, frozen foods, packaged snacks, sodas, all kinds of sodas, ice cream, candy, but others are less obvious, and they sometimes masquerade as healthy foods. Spreads in jars, breakfast cereals, margarines, energy bars, flavored yogurt, instant sauces, baby formula, instant soup, mass-produced packaged breads, and even distilled spirits like whiskey, vodka, and rum. Those are ultra-processed, as opposed to beer and wine, which is minimally processed. And then there's my favorite term for processed food, reconstituted meat products. By that, I mean chicken nuggets, hot dogs, sausages, and unfortunately, burgers, including those plant-based burgers, which are highly processed. But what about the packaged foods that claim to be healthy? The NOVA system hasn't taken a stance on specific products, but based on their criteria and some of the opinions that nutritionists have put out, there are some prepared foods that lean more on the side of processed instead of ultra-processed. A few that I checked out and seemed to meet the bill are Dave's whole grain bread, or sprouted breads like Ezekiel, RX bars, and Laura, that's L-A-R-A bars. Other supermarket foods that the NOVA system considers minimally processed include dried pastas and rice, whole grain cereals like the Mueslix varieties, freshly ground peanut butter and other nut butters, oatmeal and grits that aren't flavored or instant, fresh or pasteurized fruit juices that don't have added sugars, and unadulterated home-cooked popcorn, dried fruits, beef jerky, pickled foods, and canned or smoked meats and fish, as well as breads made without preservatives, cheese, and, yes, surprisingly, bacon.